Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building a chopped vinyl texture shape in Ableton Live 12, and this is a really useful intermediate atmosphere trick for drum and bass. The goal is not to just throw vinyl crackle on a track and call it vintage. We're making a moving, musical layer that feels dusty, aged, and alive, but still sits neatly around the kick, snare, and sub. That balance is the whole game. In D&B, this kind of texture works brilliantly in intros, breakdowns, pre-drop lifts, and as a low-level bed under the first part of a drop. In darker jungle, rollers, or stripped-back material, it can even live quietly behind the groove as part of the track's identity. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums and bass usually do the heavy lifting, so the atmosphere has to earn its place. It needs to add tension, motion, and history without cluttering the mix. So let's build it. Start with a source that already has character. A vinyl crackle sample is fine, but field noise, dusty percussion, or a short slice from a break can work even better if it has a bit of grit and movement. You want something short, maybe 1 to 4 seconds, with micro variation in it. That way, when you chop it, it feels alive instead of like a static hiss. What to listen for here? Does the source breathe? If it feels totally flat, it won't become a convincing atmosphere later. If it's too busy, it'll fight the groove. You want just enough texture to chop into something musical. Next, turn that source into a playable texture. You can keep it as an audio clip if it already loops nicely, or drop it into Simpler if you want a more hands-on sample-based approach. Simpler in Classic or One-Shot mode is especially useful if you want to trigger or gate the texture with MIDI. A strong starter chain is Simpler, then Auto Filter, then Saturator, then EQ8. Set the filtering first. High-pass the low end pretty aggressively, somewhere around 120 to 250 hertz, and low-pass the top end depending on the source, maybe around 7 to 12 kHz. Keep the resonance moderate. You're shaping this to live above the sub and out of the way of the snare attack and hack detail. If the texture feels too thin, open the filter a little. If it starts crowding the hats, tighten it up. That's the kind of judgment you want to train here. Now for the real character of the technique, the chop. This is where the texture stops being just noise and starts behaving like rhythm. Auto pan is a very fast way to do this in Ableton Live 12. Set the phase to 0 so it acts more like tremolo than stereo movement. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the amount somewhere around 30 to 70% depending on how obvious you want it. What to listen for now? The texture should pulse with the groove, not wobble on top of it. If the snare starts feeling less important, the chop is probably too loud or too fast. A 1/8 rate is usually a great starting point because it feels musical without getting nervous. If you want a rougher jungle feel, use slight irregularity in the edits. You can also draw clip gain changes or volume automation inside the audio clip to create actual on and off slices. That makes the movement feel human, like the record is being reassembled by hand. A simple idea works well: a couple of bars of broader motion, then a tighter stutter, then a small dropout before the next phrase hits. That phrase-based movement matters. In D&B, arrangement is everything. 4-bar and 8-bar shapes are doing a lot of the work, so the atmosphere should follow those turns instead of drifting endlessly. Once the chop feels good, shape the tone with EQ8. This is where you decide whether the layer feels like air, grit, or mid-range haze. If there's any low noise left, high-pass a bit more, often somewhere between 150 and 300 hertz. If it's competing with the snare crack or break presence, try a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If the top is too fizzy, gently roll some of it off above 8 to 10 kHz. And if the sound has gone too polite, a subtle boost somewhere around 700 hertz to 1.5 kHz can bring out that papery, dust character. Then add saturator with restraint. A few dB of drive is usually enough. You're aiming for density, not harshness. Keep an eye on the output so you're judging the tone, not just the volume. Too much saturation can turn ice dust into brittle fizz very quickly. This is a good moment to choose the flavor you want. If you want old jungle grit, keep the source a little narrow and a little raw. Let the chop feel slightly irregular. Push more of the character into the mid-range and keep the stereo image compact. That gives you that worn record feeling. If you want a darker, modern atmosphere, let the upper part of the texture widen a little more, but keep the low mid stable. You can add subtle stereo movement with auto pan or a very light chorus ensemble if the source can handle it. The key is to make it feel engineered, not accidental. Both approaches work. The choice is basically rawness versus polish. Now bring in the drums and bass early. Don't fall in love with the atmosphere in solo mode. Loop 8 bars of the actual drop and check the layer against the kick, snare, hats, and sub. This is where the truth shows up. Ask yourself, can I still feel the snare clearly? Does the sub stay readable? If the answer is no, lower the texture first, often by 3 to 8 dB, and then high pass it a little more. A lot of the time the issue is simply that the layer is too loud, not that it's badly designed. One really important reminder, atmosphere should support the drum hierarchy, not blur it. In DNB, the snare has to cut, and the sub has to stay solid. Your texture can be gritty and expressive, but it should never win the argument. Now add subtle motion with automation, not chaos. A slight cutoff opening into a fill, a tiny volume lift into the pre-drop, or a short burst of reverb at the end of a phrase can do a lot. Keep these moves phrase-based. Let the texture change across 4, 8, or 16 bars. That makes it feel composed. A nice arrangement move is to use the vinyl chop as a 4-bar pre-drop ramp, then cut it hard on the downbeat. That contrast makes the drop hit harder because the ear had motion right before impact. If the layer feels a little flat at this point, duplicate it and make a second version with a different roll. One version can stay dry and gritty, narrow and central. The other can be softer, wider, and a bit more atmospheric, maybe with a touch of chorus or short reverb. Keep the second layer lower and level. That way the core stays strong in mono, while the shadow layer gives you width and haze. What to listen for here? If the texture disappears completely in mono, you've probably made it too stereo dependent. In a club, the center matters. Keep the identity of the sound stable there. A great workflow habit is to commit or resample once the idea is working. Don't keep tweaking forever. Atmosphere layers often get worse the more you revisit them. Print a good pass, then edit the audio and treat it like part of the arrangement. That usually sounds more intentional, and it saves CPU too. Another useful rule, use controlled degradation, not blanket dirt. Small EQ moves, moderate saturation, and careful stereo shaping usually sound more expensive than just crushing the whole thing. If you want to push this further, think in terms of arrangement glue. For an intro, let the texture establish age and mood. For the pre-drop, tighten it or thin it out. Under the first part of the drop, keep it lower and more felt than heard. Then bring it back in a changed form for the second drop, so it feels like evolution, not copy and paste. And here's the real coach note. The best chopped vinyl texture is not the one that screams vinyl. It's the one that makes the track feel deeper, rougher, and more human without ever stealing focus from the drums. So let's wrap this up. Pick a source with real texture. Filter it away from the sub. Chop it rhythmically with auto pan or clip edits. Shape the mids so it has character. Keep the center strong and mono safe. Automate in phrases. Print it when the roll is clear. And if you want extra depth, build a second layer with a different job instead of overloading one sound with everything. Your quick practice challenge is to build a 16-bar chopped vinyl atmosphere using only stock devices, then make one intro version and one drop support version. Keep the texture below the drums at all times. Add one pre-drop automation move and print one version to audio. If it still leaves space for the snare and sub, and it feels rhythmically chopped rather than randomly noisy, you've got something real. Take your time. Trust the groove, and keep it musical. That's how you turn dust into atmosphere.